The Second Law of Thermodynamics at allaboutscience.org. The Second Law of Thermodynamics is one of three laws of thermodynamics. The term thermodynamics comes from two root words, thermo meaning heat and dynamic meaning power. Thus, the laws of thermodynamics are the laws of heat and power. As far as we can tell, these laws are absolute. All things in the observable universe are affected by and obey the laws of thermodynamics. The first law of thermodynamics, commonly known as the law of conservation of matter, states that matter or energy cannot be created nor can it be destroyed. The quantity of matter or energy remains the same. It can change from solid to liquid, to gas, to plasma, and back again. But the total amount of matter or energy in the universe remains constant. The second law of thermodynamics is commonly known as the law of increased entropy. While quantity remains the same, first law, the quality of matter or energy deteriorates gradually over time. How so? Usable energy is inevitably used for productivity, growth, and repair. In the process, usable energy is converted into unusable energy. Thus, usable energy is irretrievably lost in the form of unusable energy. Entropy is defined as a measure of unusable energy within a closed or isolated system, the universe, for example. As usable energy decreases and unusable energy increases, entropy increases. Entropy is also a gauge of randomness or chaos within a closed system. As usable energy is irretrievably lost, disorganization, randomness, and chaos increase. The implications of the second law of thermodynamics are considerable. The universe is constantly losing usable energy and never gaining. We logically conclude the universe is not eternal. The universe had a finite beginning, the moment at which it was zero entropy, its most ordered possible state. Like a wound-up clock, the universe is winding down, as if at one point it was fully wound up and has been winding down ever since. The question is, who wound up the clock? The theological implications are obvious. NASA astronomer Robert Jastrow commented on these implications when he said, quote, "Theologians generally are delighted with the proof that the universe had a beginning, but astronomers are curiously upset. It turns out that the scientist behaves the way the rest of us do when our beliefs are in conflict with the evidence." End quote. Jastrow went on to say, quote, "For the scientist who has lived by his faith in the power of reason, the story ends like a bad dream. He has scaled the mountains of ignorance. He is about to conquer the highest peak. As he pulls himself over the final rock, he is greeted by a band of theologians who have been sitting there for centuries." End quote. It seems the cosmic egg that was the birth of our universe logically requires a cosmic chicken. You've just heard the second law of thermodynamics at allaboutscience.org.